Our recent segments of Daily Bread have been devoted to the 15th Psalm and the questions David asked of Jehovah, namely, Jehovah, who shall sojourn in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? David addressed these questions, one, negatively, that is, characteristics an individual should not have, and two, positively, that is, characteristics an individual should have. Our consideration today appeals to the positive characteristics of those who sojourn in Jehovah's tabernacle, who dwell in his holy hill, namely, in whose eyes a reprobate is despised. A reprobate is defined as not standing the test, rejected. When the Apostle Paul wrote to Titus, he spoke of unruly men, vain talkers, and deceivers as being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work reprobate, Titus 1, 10 and 16. If they are put to the test in regard to any good work, they can only be rejected. Their moral sense is perverted, and their senseless hearts are darkened, as Paul stated in Romans 1 and verse 21. To despise is to disesteem or to make of no account. Those who would sojourn in the tabernacle of Jehovah or dwell in God's holy hill will have a definite attitude towards those who are an abomination to God. For in the text, such a one will not sojourn in God's tabernacle. Such being stated, who are these that are of a reprobate mind? The Apostle Paul answered that question when he said, "And even as they refused to have God in their knowledge, God gave them up unto a reprobate mind to do those things which are not fitting, being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, hateful to God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, unmerciful, who, knowing the ordinance of God, that they that practice such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but also consent with them that practice them." Romans 1, 28-32. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the words of the Apostle Paul saying, "Try your own selves, whether ye are in the faith. Prove your own selves. Or know ye not as to your own selves that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed ye be reprobate." 2 Corinthians 13 and verse 5.